This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T customer account info was leaked on the dark web. LinkedIn is testing a TikTok-like feed for vertical video. And New York City's business chatbot is reportedly doling out dangerously inaccurate information. It's Monday, April 1st, and this is Engadget News. AT&T says 7.6 million current customers were affected by a recent leak in which sensitive data was released on the dark web, along with 65.4 million former account holders. TechCrunch first reported on Saturday that the company has reset the passcodes of all affected active accounts, and AT&T confirmed the move in an update published on its support page. The data set, which AT&T says appears to be from 2019 or earlier, includes names, home addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, and social security numbers. TechCrunch reports that it alerted AT&T about the potential for the leaked data to be used to access customer accounts on Monday, after a security researcher discovered that the records included easily decipherable encrypted passcodes. AT&T said that it's launched a robust investigation supported by internal and external cybersecurity experts. The data appeared on the dark web about 2 weeks ago, according to AT&T. It comes 3 years after a hacker known as Shiny Hunters claimed in 2021 that they'd obtained the account data of 73 million AT&T customers. AT&T at the time told Bleeping Computer that it had not suffered a breach and that samples of information shared by the hacker online did not appear to have come from their systems. The company now says that it is not yet known whether the data in those fields originated from AT&T or one of its vendors. So far, it does not have evidence of unauthorized access to its systems, resulting in exfiltration of the data set. AT&T says it will reach out to both current and former account holders who have been affected by the leak. The company also says it will offer credit monitoring to those customers where applicable. LinkedIn is testing a new feed of TikTok-like vertical videos. The feature has not been publicly announced, but it's been spotted by users in recent days, and the company confirmed the tests to TechCrunch. According to a screenshot shared by an Instagram employee and a video posted to LinkedIn, the new feed will appear in a separate video tab in the LinkedIn app. Users will be able to scroll vertically to move between clips, much like TikTok or Instagram Reels. It's not the first time the company has hopped on a trendy format. LinkedIn previously experimented with a stories feature for disappearing posts. That feature lasted less than a year, though the professional network hinted at the time that it wasn't done with its video experiments, saying it was working to evolve the stories format into a reimagined video experience across LinkedIn. Presumably, LinkedIn is hoping the feed will showcase content from its ranks of professional creators and thought leaders, many of whom are already posting video to their feeds. However, it's not clear how many of the site's users are interested in a dedicated video feed for workplace-related content. An AI chatbot released by the New York City government to help business owners access pertinent information has been spouting falsehoods, at times even misinforming users about actions that are against the law. That's according to a report from The Markup. The report, which was co-published with the local nonprofit newsrooms Documented and The City, includes numerous examples of inaccuracies in the chatbot's responses to questions relating to housing policies, workers' rights, and other topics. Mayor Eric Adams' administration introduced the chatbot in October as an addition to the My City portal, which launched in March of last year as a one-stop shop for city services and benefits. The chatbot, powered by Microsoft's Azure AI, is aimed at current and aspiring business owners and was built as a source of actionable and trusted information that comes directly from the city government's sites. But it is a pilot program, and a disclaimer on the website notes that it may occasionally produce incorrect, harmful, or biased content. In the markups tests, the chatbot repeatedly provided incorrect information. In response to the question, "Can I make my store cashless?" for example, it replied, "Yes, you can make your store cashless in New York City," despite the fact that New York City banned cashless stores in 2020. The report shows the chatbot also responded incorrectly about whether employers can take their workers' tips, whether landlords have to accept Section 8 vouchers or tenants on rental assistance, and whether businesses have to inform staff of scheduling changes. A housing policy expert that spoke to the markup called the chatbot dangerously inaccurate at its worst. The city has indicated that the chatbot is still a work in progress. In a statement to Engadget, Leslie Brown, a spokesperson for the NYC Office of Technology and Innovation, said, quote, "In line with the city's key principles of reliability and transparency around AI, the site informs users the clearly marked pilot beta product should only be used for business-related content, tells users there are potential risks, and encourages them via disclaimer to both double-check its responses with the provided links and not use them as a substitute for professional advice." End quote. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by weekend editor Cheyenne McDonald and senior editor Carissa Bell, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.